This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, and it's free. How about that? Big deal.
It's free.
It's free. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, right, exactly. If you get three of them, you'll get three free.
Yes, buy three, get three free. That's the deal. Actually, we have one of those coming up pretty soon because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is offering that very thing, Michael.
I remember the day that you learned what BOGO meant. It was a major event in the history of American commerce. Like a BOGO? What is a BOGO?
A BOGO?
It is a BOGO deal.
Yeah, it's buy one, get one free. That's the story.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. And then we'll multiply that times three later on when we talk about Calitrin. Right now, though, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the official list, the charts for the week of August the 8th to the 12th, as discerned and decided upon after the research done by the staff, talking to talk radio programmers and these are the things that are important. The top 10 stories, the top 10 people list. Michael, help yourself.
All right. I don't know how important they are, but they're certainly being talked about a lot. And most of the conversation in the talk media and on talk radio this week centered around the number one story.
Really?
We have 10. Yeah. We have 10. So we went out there with our microscope, and we went out there with our James Webb Space Telescope, and we found the distant light of small stories that are in the top 10, such as at number 10, the media, journalism, and the First Amendment. At number 9, the Hunter Biden investigation. He hasn't been getting enough attention lately, so
no,
let's talk
poor
about
guy.
Him.
Yeah, right.
He gets talked about every time something bad happens to Trump. Then they talk about, well, what about Hunter Biden? he's the default, you know. What about Hunter? Yeah. And the other one is, what about Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary's running. To see her wearing her hats. What about all the email? Those hats? What about all that email?
Yeah, what about those emails?
What about those emails?
Yeah. What about we're in the era of what about debating?
Oh, yeah, well, I may have done that, but what about what you did?
This goes on both sides. I mean, this is equal
like
opportunity.
Play. Mommy, he did that. She did that.
She did it, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
At number 8, we have COVID-19 and, if you pardon the expression, monkeypox. At number 7, race relations, immigration, and abortion. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, tied with U.S.-China relations, tied with foreign affairs. We've got North Korea, we've got Afghanistan, we've got Iran, China, Russia, Ukraine.
Get them all.
What a wonderful world it is.
It would be.
At number 5, we have Inflation Reduction Act and climate change. They're related.
Which is, by the way, just the opposite, because they're spending so much money on all this stuff, it's going to do nothing but increase inflation. That's here for the government.
Woohoo! Doug, it's only money.
That's true. It isn't even money. It's just paper, actually. They just print more paper.
Sure. Don't say that.
Okay, let's say
people get that could change everything. There's the economy at number 4, which is tied into number 5 and 4. They relate to each other. At number 3, crime, police, and guns. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And the elections are everything. The midterms, the presidential election, the election after the presidential election. I mean, we just talk about elections, ad infinitum all the way to the far future. And at number 1, the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, tied with Trump's legal issues. He's got more than just that cooking right now. So he's got enough scripts for another 25 years of law and order.
And do you ever think when you remember that time you had, we both had our Trump experiences. Yours was having dinner with him on a Sunday night at
I've had two dinners with the guy in the last 5 years.
And I have eaten at Mar-a-Lago, and he came over to my table and wanted to know how my crab salad sandwich was. That's my complete experience with Donald Trump.
He's a great maitre d'.
Yes, he is. And so, you know what? I got to talking and thinking about this week. A friend of mine said, you know, you don't really ever know anybody until you really know them. And do you ever really know them?
Exactly. And I wrote Trump a letter. I said, gosh, you never said any of this stuff was going on when we had dinner. I mean, yeah. Come on. I wouldn't have, you know, et with you if I had known that.
Yeah, wouldn't have eaten there. Yeah. What an outrage. Yeah. So anyway, this whole business about Trump and the raid and the politics of it all and who's going to run. We seem to have an insatiable appetite for it, but does it ever get to be too much? Will it ever burn itself out, do you think? You're the guy who's fingers on the pulse.
First of all, it's never too much because it's the common information, news, and situations that we as a nation face. And since we are in the business of dissecting that information, processing the information, revealing it, analyzing it, I would never say it's too much. Now,
more. Okay. Give us more. Remember Andrea True?
No, I mean, in all seriousness, this is historic stuff, mm-hmm. You know? So I can understand how you might feel that way and people feel like, well, enough of this. But nobody has to listen. There are places you can go. You can go to the Golf Channel. Oh, that's kind of polluted, too, with politics.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see. The Cartoon Channel. That's politically incorrect now.
There. Mm. It's all there.
Hey, you want the People Survey or should we wait after you do a
commercial?
No,
I think you should do the People Survey and then I'll do the commercial.
Okay, at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Chuck Schumer. At number 6, Joe Manchin. At number 5, the token Trumper of the week. Is it Tim Michels or Tim Michaels?
I call him Michaels. I don't know. Okay. Tell me different. Yeah.
Letitia James is at 4. Merrick Garland. Isn't that a great name? Merrick Garland.
It is. He's been revived. His old
disability. It sounds like a hotel on Long Island. The Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, Donald Trump.
Can we say the next time we have our...
We're having it at the Merrick Garland.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is at 2 and Joe Biden's at number 1.
All right, so that's the list, the people list, the stories list. We'll get into some of the things that are part and parcel of those discussions and other things that are of interest and import for those who are listening to News Talk Radio. Maybe have a little sports thing thrown in here and there. A lot of happening where it's all happening right here on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who make Calitren, Calotren. I was talking about Michael was kidding me about the BOGO deal. We've got a triple BOGO deal here. If you go to toploss.com and you have looked around, you've listened to me talk about this for a long, long time, you've seen the reports perhaps yourself, maybe you've gone to the website, toploss.com, maybe you're just tired of losing weight, gaining weight, losing it. You go back and forth like a yo-yo. It's not good for your body, that's for sure. This is a way when you get into this program, you will not have to worry about putting it back on again, because taking this, using your head, Calitren, the weight loss formula that is there's no drugs in it, no stimulants. It just has all these pure ingredients, just the right mix. 25 years ago, this doctor and his nurses put together the formula for Calitren, which is scientifically proven to work. The collagen protein, just the right amount. The digestive enzymes, just the right amount. The aloe vera that's in it, just the right amount. And so there's no competition for this product because there's nothing like it anywhere. It'll help you help yourself to body repair and replacement, if you will. It's good stuff, and it's available now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you're there, and you get the back-to-school special. Which is buy three, get three. That's the deal. And there are plenty of other things that you get free. By the way, shipping is included when you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Lose the weight. Be pleased with what you see in the mirror by going to toploss.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Sherwin-Williams during the Summer Fun Sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
17 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen from the Good Day program with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We use this sort of solidarity between the two of us. We agree on everything. And if I don't agree with Michael, he chastises me and says, you must agree with me because I know what's right. I've listened to all these talk radio programs. I know the story. I'll inspire all my your opinions. Children.
I get all my opinions and information from listening to talk radio.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah.
So, did you watch any of the Major League Baseball Field of Dreams game?
No.
If you didn't find it, it was on Thursday night. I figured this, I almost called you, as a matter of fact, because I thought this was a perfect place for you. The Cubs versus, I think, Cincinnati. It was on the, it was the real Field of Dreams.
Oh, they played in that in the
they
arena,
played
that
in the stadium. Yes.
Is it in like a cornfield or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. It's the original. It's the house. It's from, it's the movie. It's the house in the movie.
Look, did anybody the come? They built it. Did anybody come?
And everybody came.
Wow.
They had pictures of the buses and the cars, and people were lined up all day long just to watch the players from the two teams, the Reds and the Cubs, come in their buses. It was a phenomenal. So I watched it. Not, I mean, I like watching the game, kind of fun. But you see the cornfields all around, and the guys, the announcers are talking about the different kinds of hybrid corn that are being grown in the fields around the Field of Dreams. It was fascinating.
Well, you're, as a farmer, you probably found that to be fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I thought it was very, very.
Did they have stands? Was it like a stadium?
Yeah, no, they have stands around. They have stands that they built around it.
Like a minor league field, a small
kind of
field.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Huh. And then you can see every once in a while there's a shot of the people sitting on the porch of the house, watching the game. And I expected at any moment to see what was his name. Shoeless Joe Jackson come out of the cornfield.
That's the only scene I ever saw from the movie was Shoeless
really?
Joe Jackson. Not to be confused with Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. Yeah. And Shoeless Joe Jackson. I saw that scene, but I never saw the movie. I hate to say it. I never
really?
Saw it.
Oh, the movie's fabulous. Costner's really comes of age in it. And James Earl Jones. And what's his face who played, who just died, the actor? Yeah, what's his name? Played Shoeless Joe Jackson. Anyway, there's just it's a wonderful movie, and it was inspiring to watch that baseball game. It really, there's something about baseball much better. I know we got all of these people worked up because the football season has started, but anyway, that's the good stuff. 21 after the hour.
Tahiti. Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while, I just like to throw you a curveball just because I want to get your reaction to something. And so if there were to be a sports talk radio list, the story list and the people list, wouldn't number one on that list be the passing of Bill Russell and the announcement that his number six is being retired across the league? So LeBron James can't wear number six anymore, or anybody else that's number six. I thought that was a pretty fascinating story.
It would be a big one, and it was a big one even in our list. You'll notice that race relations are,
yes,
are on the survey,
yep.
And in our deeper analysis of it, the leading story about race relations was, in fact, the story that you're citing.
Yeah,
he
was big in the race. He played for the Celtics 13 or 14 years, like they had 11 championships.
They had 11 championships. But Adam Silver, I believe, who's the commissioner of the NBA, said that they're retiring his number not only because of his fine play, but specifically because of his civil rights activism. So, you know, quite often they talk about Jackie Robinson as being a great hero in terms of the history of civil rights and sports.
Yes.
But Bill Russell,
his number was retired, number 42, right?
As it should be. I don't know if it was retired. I think it might have been retired across
the league. I think it's retired across the league. Yeah, I think
it is. Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
But it's not a curve at all. It is something that we've documented. It was the most talked about sports story on News Talk Radio. I don't know if it was on Sports Talk. Probably was. And it was a major component of how we calculated the race relations or civil rights, which came in at number seven this week on our story
list. Yep. Okay. Back to number one, just for the heck of it. I like Brian Kilmeade. You like Brian Kilmeade. He's a very good television and radio talk personality. Apparently, he showed viewers a photoshopped image of the judge who approved the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and tried to pass it off as real. And even our pal Sean Hannity had something to say about it. But this is fun, in a manner of speaking, because it focuses them. I don't think this is negative. I think this is positive versus the Alex Jones stuff, which was bad for everybody. I don't know. Do you think I'm wrong on that?
I'm not totally sure of what the ramifications were of it. Why don't you further explain?
Well, apparently what happened on his program on Thursday was, you know, a lot of the folks that are right-wing hosts or right of center are sort of supporting Tucker Carlson, got in on this a little bit. It was an image of the judge.
Was this on Tucker Carlson's show that Brian Kilmeade sat in as the guest host of?
Yes.
Okay, that is right. Correct. Now yes. It's putting it into more clear situation.
But was I not making it clear? Sorry.
I was saying, how did he show this on his radio show? But I'm aware.
No, but they talk about it on his radio show. That's yeah. What
I'm aware,
about.
Though. I'm aware that Brian Kilmeade filled in for Tucker Carlson. So did he do it as a joke, or did he do it?
Yeah, that's the way I took it. I took it that way, but apparently, you know, there are a lot of people who are supposedly, you have journalism as a number 10 this week, and right. Not many people have a sense of humor. There's nothing funny about that.
Well, it all depends on whether it was meant as a joke or not. What did the Photoshop picture depict?
It depicted hold on a second, because I can't start this and finish it because we got 10 seconds, and my voice is...
Do you have enough wind to do a logo commercial?
No, I have enough wind to tell you it's 28 after the hour, though.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge declared a mistrial Thursday after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. As the FBI and the Department of Justice is being accused of weaponizing the department against political opponents, the raid on President Trump's home in Florida has millions of Americans outraged. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox News overnight.
I have personally been involved in
many, many search warrants, authorizing them, the execution of the search warrants, and they came in there with guns blazing, like you said. For documents...
We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, who along with Mike Pompeo of the Trump administration, was tagged in a death plot by members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Bolton on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I think it's really not a focus just on me. There are a number of former government officials who I think are at risk from the government in Tehran, and a number of people who are just average American citizens who have said things critical of the government of Iran are at risk of their lives as well. So I think the most important conclusion to draw here is the kind of threat that the government in Iran poses to America. They're trying to kill Americans on American soil, and that's essentially unprecedented in my view, and it constitutes a threat that really we need a stronger response from the Biden administration. You know, it's part and parcel of the threat posed by the Iranian nuclear weapons program, too. They're two sides of the same coin, and both a threat to the United States.
Two more ships left Ukraine's Black Sea port on Friday, including one filled with the first Ukrainian wheat to be exported under a UN brokered deal. A total of 14 ships have now departed the Ukraine over the past 2 weeks, following the deal with Russia to allow resumption of grain exports from Ukraine's Black Sea ports after they were stalled due to the war. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I always love it when Michael helps me pronounce Xing Jing Ping Ding Dong. I don't ever get that right, and he always gets it right, so if there's no other reason.
Xi Jinping. That French.
Who names their children Z? Right?
Chinese people. And Z is his family name.
Z is? Yeah. So his first name is really Jinping, and Z is his family. So they do it backwards in China. Well, we know.
Well, or they think we do it backwards.
No, we don't. We do it forwards.
If you were in China, right, you'd be Stephen Doug. You'd be Doug.
Uh-huh. I could practice my Yoda-isms over there much better than we can practice them here. All right, let's go back to the Brian Kilmeade thing for just a moment to clarify what we were talking about a few minutes ago. News talk host Brian Kilmeade on the Fox Network, and he does Fox and Friends, I think, in the morning every day, and then follows it up with a radio show.
And then he was filling in for Tucker Carlson at night. He was tired.
Right. Yeah. And so whether he was part of the gag or not, I don't know, is it no harm, no foul, or does the judge have a reason to be ticked off about being his face being photoshopped on a picture of Jeffrey Epstein getting his toes rubbed by Ghislaine Maxwell? So
if it was done to deceive, then it's not a good thing. If it was done as a joke and it was apparent that it was a joke, then it's a satire.
Right. Exactly. There you go. We need more satire. But not the kind. See, here's the thing. I'm going to show you my unobjectivity. I think most of the time what I do on a Good Day program is pretty objective. I like to think that that was the case. But I'm really a little more right of center than I am left of center on most issues. And so when I see this kind of stuff, I think to myself, oh, this is kind of fun. And when Stephen Colbert takes a shot at it, I think, ooh, you stink. Because I don't like Stephen Colbert because he's so radically to the left, he annoys me. So what does that tell you about me and where I really am politically? Does it tell you anything? Does it make a difference?
I don't know. Exactly what you said, that you're a little bit right of center and you find Colbert too far to the left.
Yeah.
And it annoys you.
It does.
That's what it tells me.
Okay. Next.
I mean, I walk around all day long worried about what you think.
Now, I know you do. Yes, I'm sure of that. Absolutely, positively. Did you know that Cool Whip and Tang were invented by the same person? I just wanted this as a fact of the week.
You're kidding.
No.
How could so much genius be concentrated in one human brain?
Amazing, isn't that?
Isn't that? Cool Whip. That's
work for NASA.
I love Cool Whip.
Ooh, it's bad for you, Michael. No,
It's pure chemical. But sugar. I don't want to say anything bad about it. I don't know. Well, some Cool Whip is sugar. I like the diet Cool Whip.
Ah, good for you.
I shave with it.
You can. Number two on the list this week, I want to go back to this, the political realities of running for president. Apparently, this week, both Ivanka, Trump's daughter, and Melania, Trump's wife, have tried to talk Trump down off of the ledge. They want him not to run for president. They want to continue their fabulous lives. And if Donald Trump becomes president again, even if he runs again, they think it will ruin their lives. Their lives have quieted down since he got out of the White House. They like that. And so the two of them have gotten together to work over the fabulous Mr. Trump.
That's amazing when you think about those two getting together, because you can be sure there was no love lost between those two.
Yeah, I would think there probably wasn't. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. So anyway, I just think it's very interesting to look at these personalities and what goes on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, with regard to the war, can we go back to some of the issues here? Number six.
We can do whatever you want.
And I know that I'm at fault because I'm the one who gets you to stray. Number six is our relationship with Russia, Ukraine. Say it again, Doug. Ukrainians bombed the hell out of the Crimean Air Force Base, where all of the bigwigs from Russia fly in so they can go to the Crimean beaches. Crimea, that part of Yugoslavia, is just like Cape Cod, and they all love going there.
I'm sure it's exactly like Cape Cod.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They have great lobster there.
Yeah, right. Fried clams.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, this week, the continuing sort of subset to the war is the fate of Brittany Griner. Ms. Griner, the WNBA star, you know that.
Yep.
And the former Marine Paul Whelan, who's over there incarcerated as well. Yep. The Russians have said negotiations are underway over the prisoner swap. So the question being asked by people on the air is, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan worth Victor Bout, who is probably one of the most notorious arms dealers in the world, and a bad guy, killed dozens of people. So it's a two-for-one swap, or maybe a two-for-two.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah, right. Yes, it is a BOGO deal.
Yeah. Right.
Buy one, get one free.
Right.
So anyway,
it's a good question, and you know, if you're asking me to answer it, I'd just say it's a rhetorical question, and it makes us really question our values and why things are done, somewhere between them being inherently important or simply being cosmetic appearances, hypocrisy, for the sake of appeasing the political base.
One of the things that I got this week on the Good Day program was an email from somebody who was a veteran of World War II. And also was served. He served in Korea and Vietnam, so not a lot of people had done that. And he was taking Ms. Greiner to task for going over there and using American dollars, taxpayer dollars, to try to negotiate her way, or Americans trying to negotiate her way out of a situation which she clearly was guilty of under Russian law. She should have known better. So here are all of these, this guy's saying, all these veterans who have problems, we don't seem to have enough money to take care of them, but we got enough money to try to get you out of jail for doing something stupid that you should have known that you shouldn't have done. I thought it was an interesting guy. I was obviously angry. And I think there are kind of a lot of people who are angry. And Brittany Griner seems to be, like, taking this as if she was wrong, according to the Russians. And according to Russian law, she was. We may say, oh, yeah, oh, what's having a joint? She's got all these pains, and so she smokes a joint, and yada, yada, yada. But it's, she's been over there before. She clearly knows that it wasn't the thing to do, and she can tell people all she wants. Oh, it was a mistake. I forgot I had it. Yada, yada. But you can see what the guy's talking about, I think. Aren't you, Michael?
All right. I certainly understand that. And I understand why people say, you know, why her, not me? How come that, not this?
Yeah.
This is all part of a conversation in terms of evaluating where we stand ethically, in terms of integrity, in terms of justice.
Yeah.
Valid questions, indeed.
Yep. Okay. The fact that we have this focus on the weather, climate change, Inflation Reduction, you put those two together at number five this week on the charts.
Yeah, well, they are related.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, yeah. Right. But also related to this story, not only the situation in America with what people think is climate change and the heat that we've had here. You and I both live, Massachusetts has been very humid and hot last couple of weeks. And so what about the weather has caused these fires? Look at the situation in France. We'll talk about that and other climate change issues after this.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, 45 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review, a part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. He always has lots of pithy thoughts and insight and information about the stories and the hosts. So I wanted to expand on number five, if I can, with your permission, Michael, talking about the climate and are the climate changes causing these fires. Look at the temperatures in Europe this week. England was 107, was 104 in France, and all these fires around the great wine country, Bordeaux, in flames. 37,000 acres have been destroyed. They don't usually have these kinds of problems in Europe. We have them here, but they don't seem to, they haven't had this kind of heat. So that adds fuel to the fire, pardon the pun, to all the discussion, right, about climate change and chicken
little
skies
falling. Totally. Between the actual weather and then the fact that we have a major piece of legislation that includes the environment, climate change remains a major topic of conversation. Even when we're talking about Trump and Mar-a-Lago, climate change is big now in terms of being an area that's talked about in the media, both mainstream and alternative.
Yeah. It is really very, it's interesting to see how this all plays out in America. The solution is solar energy, according to some. I happen to believe solar energy is very, very practical and very good. Electric cars, I'm not convinced about that, but man, you see the number of electric cars that are being sold and the incentives in this bill. If you live in California and you buy an American-made electric car, you're going to get $10,000 off your taxes. Just like that, for buying an electric car made in America. And that's huge. A lot of people would be, that's good for the economy's number four. So it relates, four and five are kind of related anyway, don't you think?
Yeah, they're totally related. That's why they're next to each other.
Right.
Why didn't
I figure that out?
You think it's easy putting this survey together every week? Not easy. A lot of thought goes into it, and it's certainly imperfect. But I hate to say this, nobody does it better.
Well, that's for sure. I agree with that. By the way, and this is not about it not being perfect. Anne Heche.
That would have been number 11. The death of Olivia Newton-John and the dire circumstances of Anne Heche. She may die. It doesn't look very good.
Well, they're already figuring out how to get her, extract her organs. So, adios. But, you know, you wonder the behind the scenes is what was going on in her life. And doesn't this make for good dramatic talk radio as well? What in the world was going on in this woman's life? She has fentanyl in her system, cocaine in her system. There was an empty bottle in the front seat, but apparently she wasn't drunk. She was just high on all kinds of things because her life, according to people that are close to her, was a mess. And maybe this is her way of checking out.
Possibly. I don't know, you know, the details of what led her to have that, what it was like a one-car accident.
Yeah.
But certainly what we've learned time and time again is that just because a person is a celebrity and just because they're wealthy doesn't mean they don't have major problems.
Right.
Either brought on by themselves or the pressure they face being a celebrity and maintaining that stature.
You know, the good news of the week with the economy at number four again, the stock market sort of is stabilizing, price of gasoline's going down, houses are the price of a mortgage is going down. So this may be, I don't think it's over, but I've said many times on the air, I don't think this particular bump in the road is going to be that long-lasting because there are too many strong signs.
My opinion is we're going to have a roaring 20s ahead of us. The economy is going to boom, and by the time 2024 comes around, the entire presidential election is going to be based on a whole different set of circumstances.
Not the economy, stupid?
I think the economy... I don't think the economy is going to be the issue. I may be wrong, but I see signs it's going to be booming.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Michael Harrison here with Doug at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who doesn't know? That's the theme from Jaws, right? Everybody knows that. So Chuck Curry, excuse me, who's having the same trouble with his voice that I am, except I got a microphone in front of me and I have to use it. We'll see what we can do about Chuck and his voice and find out why he wanted to play Jaws. It's probably because this is the anniversary of its first airing, didn't it? I think it started in August of 1973, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see how good my memory is. Plus, I want to talk about Steve Martin hinting at retirement and the questions about the future of this film, The Flash. All that stuff coming up in a moment here. So, Chucker, now that we played the business. The business at hand was Jaws, and there's always a point to you coming in with some of these themes. So what's the point of playing that right now?
Well, the reason we played Jaws is because to close out the summer, Labor Day weekend, Universal Pictures is going to re-release Jaws in the IMAX format, which will be the first time this iconic movie will be shown on the biggest screens possible. I am curious to see how it does if people, you know, come out to see it in that format. It's also going to be released in some theaters in 3D, which I have no interest whatsoever. Jaws is a character-driven movie, and it doesn't need to be shown in 3D. But IMAX is a different story. I think that's actually going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, but you've always been against 3D, it seems. I don't like 3D either.
I'm not a fan.
No. All right, the future...
I think 3D in certain short intervals is fine, but for feature-length movies, the whole running time of 2 hours, I'm not a fan.
Right. Once in a while, it's okay. All right, the future of The Flash, this highly anticipated flick, the Ezra Miller thing, with all of his trouble with the law, so what does that do for him and for this movie?
Well, it was a story that broke yesterday, and they're talking about Warner Brothers, like their list of possibilities of what they could do. And the last one would be actually cancel a film outright like they did Batgirl. Now, it is reportedly a budget of $150 million plus. The lead, who's had all sorts of issues publicly and has made horrible headlines for the studio playing the lead, The Flash. What do you do with a movie that you can't market the lead actor around? Meaning if you show his footage and you see his face, people think, oh, this guy's trouble. But the question is it really going to keep fans away from the film that want to see this movie? In my case, it's not. I mean, I want to see it because Michael Keaton plays Batman in the movie, and I hear it's tested very well in preview test screening. So it's not going to affect me. I think option number two would be to recast the role, and since it deals with a multiverse storyline, all you really have to do is have a new actor play that character in the last 15 minutes, and then you move forward in the future. So I would be surprised if they cancel it, but not shocked, because he is pretty... And I mean pretty toxic.
So you could, what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is because of the makeup and the outfit that he's wearing, you can't tell it's him until the end of the movie.
Well, you can by his
eyes.
No, and here's the thing. Like Spider-Man, right, they did that multiverse where they brought in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to play Spider-Man alongside Tom Holland. There's a multiverse timeline storyline in this movie. That's how they have Michael Keaton's Batman from the 80s in this universe. So what they could do is they could go into the timeline, let's say, of the Flash TV show on CW and have that actor come back to play the Flash in the last act of the movie going forward. They probably have to do a few reshoots, but they've thrown enough money as it is. I doubt the studio is going to want to lose $150 million. So if they have to spend another 20 in reshoots, I think they're going to do it. But this guy is... It's going to be unlikely that he's going to have any sort of future in movies going forward, which is on him.
Steve Martin says he may retire. That's an interesting thing. We'll have to talk about that. I don't think that he is, but there's somebody wants to
great
talk
talent.
About it, would seem. Yeah, right, agreed. All right, we'll have the box office totals on Monday when we get together again. Chuck Curry
thank
here
you,
on Movie Man. Movie Moments on the Doug Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.